This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and I do too. It does not matter who the host is. It always matters is who the listeners are. Anyways, how are you? Today is Monday, August the 12th of 2024, day 225th of the year, and only 141 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Rio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, that is for sure, as we're doing all the stuff. Anyways, do you hang out over there? Like, do you go to Radio Big ever so frequently? I mean, I will tell you, after we are done with our three-hour version of the show, we got some Van Camp and Morgan that takes place directly afterwards. Apparently, my camera is loving my hand gestures today. Van Camp and Morgan directly afterwards, which, great show. And then you have some John and Heidi, just to name a few shows that are kind of back-to-back with everything that's going on. So you get to hang out and take a listen to everything that's going on inside of the world of music and entertainment. Anyway, so we are broadcasting across the multiverse known as Safety FM. What does that mean? Well, we're on the social media realms of things that are going on. And I have to tell you, I don't know how to explain it, but we've been testing something with the podcast network. And I have to go into it and describe a little bit of what's going on. But I think we're going to do it this week where you can actually hang out and do it, where we're going to be doing the podcast network live. And let me explain what that even means, because people are going to be like, what? So there are certain things that we can do now on our podcast network that will almost make it identical to how our radio station runs. So you'll be able to interact from your favorite podcast catcher with our show in real time. So normally what happens is that we do our show, then we record the podcast in real time, and then we release the podcast. So let's say, for instance, we start off at 7 o'clock, but you don't get the podcast until 10. Well, now what we'll be able to do is that at 7 o'clock Eastern time, we will start doing the podcast and the radio show at the same time, where it will be on the podcast network in real time. Yeah, in real time is how it will work. Yeah, I know. We ended up having to change some things around to get that to work, but that will be the new feature that will be available for you, so you don't have to wait the 3 hours that I used to get people telling me, why do I have to wait so long? Well, you could listen to the radio station. So those are options that will be available. And I think that I'm going to do that one tomorrow. where you can take a listen to it that way. It's not doing it today. And then, of course, we're on the social media realms, doing all the stuff around there. Video network and all that kind of fun stuff. You know, video's neither here nor there. I mean, it's just whatever you want it to be. So anyways, our show is related to safety in the news, news and safety. This has always been kind of how it hangs out in regards of what we do. So there you go. If you want to interact with the show, call in radio.com. Not N, but call in radio.com. We'll get you exactly where you want to be. So there you go. Information of just what's going on. So with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending over the weekend? Because that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the end, the FDA kicks the can on psychedelic drugs, and South America braces for unrest in Venezuela. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, security beefs up on Taylor Swift's London concert, and it's a miracle that Phil Vassar is still alive. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. And of course, Deadpool and Wolverine makes history, and I think you can already imagine what the history is going to be. So I don't think I'm going to tell you anything that you're not going to be aware of already, because it's called progress in regards of what they've been doing over the last few weeks. And it's a rated R movie. I mean, I think you're smarter than the delay of me actually being able to tell you that. And also, what else? Meghan Markle squares off with the U.S. Patent Office. Yeah. I don't know how that's breaking news, but I think it's stuff that we'll talk about, because that portion is going to be important for us to discuss, because that's kind of how we do our thing around here. Anyways, with that being said, I have some people that are hanging out at Feature Story News that would love to share with you about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the news. So I think we should probably go ahead and get that conversation started right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. Israel has ordered tens of thousands of Palestinians to leave shelters in southern Gaza ahead of fresh strikes on areas which Israel says are harboring Hamas fighters. The forced evacuation comes as the death toll from the weekend airstrikes on a school in Gaza City came to at least 80, an attack that's upset Israel's allies. U.S. Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris said on Saturday that far too many civilians have been killed. Her comments came after the U.S. approved $3.5 billion in funding for Israel to buy American weapons as part of a $14.1 billion package approved by Congress. Hamas has said that any return to ceasefire talks should be based on previous plans rather than involving new demands. International mediators are calling on Hamas and Israel to attend negotiations on a ceasefire and hostage release deal on August the 15th. Israel said it would send a team. The U.S. has confirmed it has deployed a guided missile submarine to the Middle East, which will join the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln, which is heading to the region. Meanwhile, the Middle East is on high alert in anticipation over a retaliation by Iran on Israel following Israel's killing of Hamas's political leader on Iranian soil. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his troops have moved into Russian territory to restore justice. He says it's also designed to put pressure on Moscow's forces. It's reported tens of thousands of people have been told to leave their homes in the western Kursk region after Ukraine launched an incursion. Lee Turner's the UK former ambassador to Ukraine and says it's a major problem for Vladimir Putin.
So obviously none of this is part of Putin's plan, and the chaos in Kursk is putting it up in lights that nearly every decision Putin has made since Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine has made things worse for ordinary Russians. And if ordinary Russians are being reminded that things aren't going well, that's a problem for Putin.
The top court in Hong Kong has dismissed efforts to overturn the conviction of Jimmy Lai and six other pro-democracy campaigners. The individuals had previously been found guilty of organising and taking part in pro-democracy demonstrations back in 2019. William Denslow reports from Hong Kong.
The appeal revolved around the argument that the conviction infringed on human rights protections laid down by Britain's Supreme Court. But the Court of Final Appeal in Hong Kong ruled that the legal framework differs in the China-ruled city and former British colony. This decision comes months after two British judges stepped down from the court, with one saying that Hong Kong's rule of law had been profoundly compromised. The city passed a national security law back in March, mirroring a move by Beijing in 2020, following months of pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong the previous year. Founder of the pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily, Jimmy Lai, also faces a national security trial later this year, after efforts to toss that case were dismissed last month. William Denslow, Hong Kong.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today and tomorrow at what may be in store for Bangladesh following the recent protests that saw the deaths of more than 400 people and the surprise ouster of long-serving, increasingly autocratic Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. She dramatically fled to India. The protests were rooted in public opposition to a High Court ruling that reinstated a quota reserving more than half the country's civil service jobs for specific groups of people, many of them supporters of Hasina's political party. Now, Muhammad Yunus, who created the modern-day microfinance industry, has returned to Bangladesh in an effort to lead a caretaker administration. Bob McMahon is with America's Council on Foreign Relations.
Bangladesh, eighth largest country by population in the world, third largest Islamic country in the world. Student leaders in particular had said they would not accept a military-led government but wanted Muhammad Yunus to lead. He is a Nobel laureate. He is well known for establishing what's known as Grameen Bank, a microcredit organization that was aimed at lifting the poor from abject poverty and seen as a real solution and not just Bangladesh. Very well known internationally and now could be bringing Bangladesh to some sort of a new era of stability.
But Yunus's arrival in Dhaka was not part of any kind of constitutional process. Tomorrow we'll look at whether the country can restore legitimacy and democracy in its governance. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And a reminder now of the hour's top story. Israel has ordered tens of thousands of Palestinians to leave shelters in southern Gaza ahead of fresh strikes on areas which Israel says are harbouring Hamas fighters. And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Always hanging out, doing our thing. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday and doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. So let's get into it. Let's talk about the hit list because that is what we do. We talk about the hits of everything that's going on over in the news because we have to frame it somehow, you know, frame it. So there you go. Anyways, a twin turboprop airplane mysteriously appeared to fall out of the sky over Brazil on Friday, killing 62 people. Frightening video showing the plane rapidly descending to the ground went viral just hours after the incident. Despite impacting a residential area, no one else was killed or injured on the ground. Only the building incurred damage. Investigators say that they recovered the plane's black box and will release the initial report within 30 days. So far, no other word of what caused the crash. So there you go. Always some interesting stuff. But you know how this goes. Viral videos are always the interesting things of what happens. And I'll tell you, there's videos all over the place about this, mostly coming off of X. So if you go out there and take a look, that's what's there. Also, American gymnast Jordan Chiles will have to give back her bronze medal for now. Chiles earned an award for her performance on the floor exercise last week after her coach appealed to the initial score, arguing that the tallies for her difficulty score had not been properly entered. Upon review, the judges boosted Jordan's, placing her third in qualifying for the bronze, edging out the Romanian gymnast Anna Barbuso by a fraction of a point. The Romanian Gymnast Federation appealed its turn, and the court arbitration of sport then ruled the Chiles coach didn't appeal the initial score quickly enough. She only had a minute to contest it and was 4 seconds late. Really? This is what we're going down to now? The court sided with the Romanians and ordered the bronze go to the other gymnast. Chiles' original score placed her in fifth on Sunday. The International Olympic Committee agreed that the court with the court and stripped Childs of her medal. Late Sunday, the USA gymnast said that they have a timestamp video evidence that Childs' coach had indeed submitted the original inquiry within a minute of the deadline. Sorting that this out will take some time, apparently more than 4 seconds, to work through the court of arbitration for the sport, independent of the IOC willingness to comply with another ruling. This is according to NPR. What? Okay, so hold on. You have a minute to appeal. The person allegedly was 4 seconds over. Their video evidence of this. Man, this is intense stuff, man. I mean, I never knew that this was like so much stuff going on behind the scenes here in regards of thinking about a lot of this stuff. I mean, that gets a little weird. Let's not lie there. So there you go. Meanwhile, an unidentified man scaled to the side of the Eiffel Tower on Sunday, just hours before the closing ceremonies for the Olympics. Police evacuated and surrounded the area out of abundance of caution. The climber, who wasn't wearing a shirt, was first spotted near the Olympic rings affixed to the side of the Tower of the Games. No word yet if he was hoping to achieve with the stunt. So there you go. That's according to the Associated Press. So you have somebody who is scaling the side of the Eiffel Tower with no shirt on and not sure what the stunt was supposed to be. I mean, that gets weird. I mean, that gets weird pretty quick if you start thinking about it. I mean, I don't know. What's the point here? I guess things are just strange and strange and strange.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so here you go. Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro refuses to concede the election loss as neighboring countries in the United States recognize his appointment as the rightful winner. On Friday, the president of Panama, Jose Raul Mulino, publicly offered Maduro asylum if he steps aside for a peaceful transfer of power. In the meantime, Brazil's spearheading efforts to negotiate a resolution of the crisis. Mulino carefully clarified that the asylum would be temporary for Maduro, however, telling CNN that it would cost me a lot to sell this to the public. In the days since the election, Maduro's refusal to step down, hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans have protested in the streets. Maduro's regime has arrested an estimated 2,000 people at least 24 hours and have died in clashes with the military and police, is according to the Miami Herald. So Venezuelan dictator refuses to concede the election as election loss as neighboring countries in the United States recognize his opponents as rightfully the winner. So interesting. What do you think is going to happen here? I mean, I don't know. This non-compliance with the people that will do when they actually lose an election and say, I'm not conceding. It gets weird. Because then what happens? I mean, you get a lot of weird things that happens, and you know that you don't want to start talking politics with anyone. Because you see what happens around here. Some people get very strange about stuff. Anyways, a Florida and Drug Administrator has punted approval on the drug that contains MDMA for mental health therapy, so you won't be able to legally take E for a mood boost for now. Let's see. Lykos Therapeutics will have the opportunity to refile for the approval after further testing. During trials, the unnamed drug was used to treat PTSD symptoms in veterans and survivors of assault. After the course of treatment, a significant number of patients reportedly saw improvement in the conditions. But wait, the Wall Street Journal investigation also suggests that the therapist and psychologist study that these patients exerted undue influence to cook the results of the study. Lykos Therapeutics says that it will take steps to refile the ultimately get the FDA approval, and the data has already been collected. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So what do you think? So, you know, the Food and Drug Administration had punted the approval of the new drug that contains MDMA. Yes, MDMA in it. I mean, that gets weird. So you go to the store, or you go to the doctor, and all of a sudden you get a little prescription action, and it has MDMA in it. I mean, but here's the thing. If you look back at some of the drugs that have been offered throughout the years, and some of the stuff that you were able to get legally through a prescription, And I'm not talking about Dr. Pepper here. I'm talking about some of the harder drugs that used to be approved. It gets pretty interesting when you start taking a look at it. So I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint of, what other drugs in the near future will you look at and go, how in the hell was that ever approved for people to take? Because that's going to be the weird one.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it because we're talking about Florida. Annual Python Challenge kicked off on Friday. Organized by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the goal is to hunt 10 hunt. Yes, of the goal of 10 hunt is to help the curb the population of invasive Burmese pythons in the state. Through August the 18th, yes, hunters will try to kill as many pythons as possible and take home a portion of the $30,000 prize. The amounts get split among between three groups: professional hunters who work for the state, active military or veterans that hunt, and novice hunters. Last year, over 209 pythons were removed during the hunt. This is according to NBC. Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, like, this is not a makeup a story about this. I mean, and if you look, it's the 10th annual hunt that promotes public awareness of the issue of invasive species while engaging the public in the Everglades conservation. Yeah. Look it up. I mean, if you get that bored, I got this from NBC News. Coming out of West Palm Beach in particular, in regards of doing that. So there you go. Let's talk about this. Legendary golfer Juan Chichi Rodriguez has died. He passed away last Thursday. No cause of death is known. In addition to his golf skills, Rodriguez is remembered for his fun-loving antics on the green and his passion for charity. He was 88 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Let's talk about some other things. Let's talk about the sick bay. Now, have you heard of catfishing? Do you know what that is? That's when somebody online would say that there were one person and you started talking and maybe romantically getting involved. And then all of a sudden, you know, they don't want to talk to you. If you try to meet with them in person, they have some excuse in some level of this. So there was a show that ended up coming out on MTV that was called Catfish. And there was a really popular documentary that occurred before the show existed. And the show host and the person that made the documentary is Nev Schulman. Well, over the last little bit, he broke his neck in a brutal biking accident. He showed off his injury on Instagram, telling fans that he ran into a truck while riding a bike to go pick up his son from a school. Luckily, he is not paralyzed from the break. No word on how long the recovery will undergo. But yeah, Nev Schulman ended up getting into a pretty bad accident. I mean, if you see the pictures online, pretty graphic in regards to the injury itself. So there you go. Also, in some other news, Rod Stewart has COVID. The illness forced a 79-year-old to cancel a handful of shows, which have been rescheduled for next weekend. Really? That's how quick he's able to flip them? That's pretty good. In a message to fans, Stewart shared to the regret over the missed shows while admitting that he needed to rest so he can continue touring. Yeah. So there you go. I mean, I'm really confused about this COVID thing as of late, in regards on how it works. Because I remember during the pandemic, there was a lot of questions and there were some certain needs that you had to take in regards to that and how you would do certain things. But now you take a look at it and go, man, that's interesting that now it's being treated like the cold. And I don't know if it has to do with, you know, vaccinations and all that kind of fun stuff. And let's, you know, let's not get crazy about vaccine conversation, but let's just talk about this for a moment. And go, what caused the change? Because that's going to be the other side. So take a listen to this. Let's talk about the weekend box office. At number 10 came in Long Legs with $2 million. At number 3 was Cuco with $3 million. At number 8 was Harold and the Purple Crayon with $3.1 million. At number 7, Inside Out 2 with $4.9 million. At number 6 was Trapped with $6.7 million. At number 5 was Despicable Me with $8 million. At number 4 was Borderlands, which a lot of people did not seem to love that movie in regards to the critics. I don't know if people are enjoying it, but critics did not love it, $8.8 million. At number 3 was Twisters with $15 million. At number 2, It Ends With Us with $50 million. And at number one was Deadpool and Wolverine with $54 million. But now, take a listen to this. Married actors Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds battled at the box office this weekend with the release of the flick It Ends With Us. And previously released Deadpool and Wolverine, Reynolds gets the bragging rights for this week. Also, the other, we'll talk a little bit more about Deadpool and Wolverine, but think about that. Number one and number two, married couple. I mean, that has to be pretty interesting inside of the household. Take a listen to this. The Dow increased by 51 points to close at 39,497 on Friday, and the S&P gained 24 points to close at 5,344, and the NASDAQ ticked up by 85 points to close at 16,745. West Texas Intermediate closed at $76 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $79 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.44 on Sunday, and Bitcoin slid on Sunday down 3.5%, trading just around $58,700. And there was more than 4,460 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, with about 105 such cancellations. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $435 million jackpot, or a $212.4 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $212 million jackpot, or $105.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Let me talk about this real quick. There will be extra security present at Taylor Swift's upcoming shows in London, Wembley Stadium, after the threats that led to the cancellation in Austria last week. According to TMZ, the additional private security specialized in counterterrorism will be on the ground and in the air ahead and during the shows themselves. There is nothing to indicate there's matters being investigated by the Austrian authority that will have an impact on the upcoming events in London. This is according to TMZ. So it gets interesting. I mean, no doubt about that. I don't know, but some stuff to talk about. Anyways, let me finish up with Deadpool real quick, because I just want to reference it because I talked about it earlier. Deadpool and Wolverine is the second rated R movie to ever hit a $1 billion global box office, with the past weekend rumors that the movie sits at $1.029 billion globally and $494.3 million domestically. It's the first superhero film to reach the milestone since 2021 Spider-Man No Way Home, and the first Marvel DC MCU movie to cross $1 billion in thresholds since 2019's Avengers Endgame. So there you go. Also, give it another week and Deadpool and Wolverine will likely pass the top grossing rated R film that was The Joker, that had earned $1.079 billion. So there you go. A lot of stuff to think about. So there you go. Anyways, 32 minutes past top of the hour. Let's go ahead and get into it, because it's time to do that main story thing, because that seems to be important to do. So let's do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So, main story time. It is time to talk about the story of stuff that happens inside of our world. And I look at this sometimes and I go, I'm not sure sometimes on what should be discussed and what shouldn't be discussed. But there's a lot of stuff that happens inside of our workplaces. And I will tell you, if you kind of give some thoughts about this, most of the times, when you are awake, you spend the majority of your time inside of your workplace. And in some occasions, depending on, you know, how you get paid, you might spend more time at work than what you do with your immediate family. And I'm not picking here. I'm just talking about reality of stuff. So as you look at this and go, reality on how this works. Do you enjoy spending more time with the people you work with than what you do with your family? Oh, maybe that's a question for a different day. But I want you to look at this, because you spend so much time with these people, you have to look at it from the standpoint of, well, there's some weird things that happen. And you find out stuff about information that you might want to know. And sometimes, in some occasions, things that you definitely might not want to know at all. And I'm not picking here. I'm just having conversations. So think about this for a moment. As you move forward, as you talk, as you look into this, what have you discovered that you did not want to know? Okay, cool. Now, listen, there's the scandal that occurred in some workplaces where Susie Joe and Bobby Joe were having sex inside of the copy room, and that's not what we're going to talk about today. But there's some random crap that happens inside of the workplace. But here's what I want to discuss today. When you find out these oddities that occur inside of the workplace, how do you make sure that these things, I'm not going to say don't happen again, but are things that are put to rest going forward? Now, here's the thing. There was a, should I say, accidental dismemberment that occurred in a workplace that I received some information about. And it was not known of what the dismemberment was. And we're going to keep this kind of kind here. And maybe we're not so much rated R, maybe more PG-13. And it did not look like it was a person's hands in regards of any of the accidental dismemberment. Are you following along? Okay, so let's talk about that. So the dismemberment actually occurred because I want to know where exactly your brain went. Your boots. And I said boots, B-O-O-T-S. The dismemberment happened there because I don't know if you're aware of this, but if you have steel toe boots, the purpose of the boots itself is that steel toe section is if something was to happen, it was is for you not to lose your foot going forward, not so much the toes. And some people lose it when they find this out. But anyway, so there was an accidental dismemberment that occurred inside of a workplace. And this actually occurred where it clamped down because of how the actual person's foot got stuck, blah, 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 blah. And this was not something that was actually discussed among a big group because it happened inside of a manufacturing shop, inside of this machine shop, inside of the manufacturing. And nobody really knew except the people that were there in that real time. And it was, for some reason, this particular organization has non-disclosure agreements, so nothing is being able to talk about what has actually occurred besides the people that were there during the investigation. But for some reason, because of these people being able to spend so much time together, and the way that it works, it's six on, six off, six on, six off in regards of where they work because it is a industry that's out in the middle of nowhere. So this is how they do it. So with that being said, when this was discovered in a dress, people started to lose it because they wanted to see the injury of the dismemberment. It had occurred some time before, but it got weird because people wanted to see where the injury was for the particular person. And it wasn't so much the conversation of the following of, hey, this is, we have a non-disclosure agreement. It was more of the conversation of seeing the injury itself, not because it was, hey, we need to make sure we don't repeat it, because it wasn't a common injury inside of the workplace. It just had occurred. We'll call it a freak accident. So as we have this discussion, what are the things that you have found out about people inside of your workplace that you never knew that had occurred? And then all of a sudden it got strained because people wanted to know so much about it. You know what I'm talking about? Because think about some of the dives that people will take into other people's lives inside of your organization. It gets weird sometimes, even though it might be none of your business or it might be some information that has nothing to do with anything going on. Yes, this injury occurred inside of the workplace. Yes, this injury had occurred months before, and they knew that the person was injured. I almost said we, kind of ruined that whole thing. People knew that the person was injured, but they didn't know why they were injured. Maybe that's some of the stuff to talk about in regards of how does it work when you have a non-disclosure, and how does that information get talked about and even shared? Because is it something that you shared, or is it just something that you go, hey, it's an injury?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy,
open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
There you go, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. This right here that you are taking a listen to. Yeah, this is the Horse Willies. Looking for something good. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. We'd like to thank the Horse Willies for allowing us to play this song here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, I know. We're going into some different stuff now. Kind of what we do. No doubt about that. So thanks once again to the Horse Willies for allowing us to play that here on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Right Love on Her Arms. No matter what you are facing, you deserve to be connected to help. Right Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to find out more information. Once you get there, click on the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. There'll be information readily available about their immediate 24-hour helplines that are available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then if you want to get into some other stuff, there's stuff related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. So TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. A lot of stuff. Little time to do so. And so there you go. Little stuff, a lot of stuff, little time to do so in regards of doing so. So go there, find out more information about the things that might be beneficial to you or beneficial to others. I always tell people, I like going to this website because there's a whole bunch of information that's actually right there. So TWLOHA.com, to write love on her arms. Let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world. And let's talk about senior homes. Yeah, take a listen to this. Taco Bell is opening what is being called an early retirement community for its reward members. The fast food chain will host a two-day elder-inspired experience this weekend at the Cantinas Resort in San Diego, where a bunch of Taco Bell's biggest fans will get together and experience what life is like as a retiree, enjoying things such as croquette classes, pickleball, poolside cocktails. The company said that this is a chance to embrace your youth, culture, slow living, senior at heart lifestyle. Taco Bell rewards members who are working out $150 for a weekend, membership that includes overnight accommodations and dining will also be able to enjoy early morning tea times, aerobic classes and arts and crafts before drifting off to sleep by 8 p.m. after the early dinner. In reference to the what is drifting asleep by 8 p.m., so no change except that it won't be on my own couch. Senior lifestyle in Taco Bell. This might be a good time to remind you to keep your I hope they have enough diapers jokes to yourself, because that's going to be important as we are talking. So I don't know. That gets weird. Would you want to live in a senior home Taco Bell type of scenario? It sounds pretty weird and pretty strange if you kind of give it all kinds of different thoughts there as we are talking, for sure.
a show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Yep, so there you go. Gets kind of interesting when we start talking about all kinds of strange stuff, no doubt about that. Also, let's talk about this. How often do you need a day just to relax? Well, according to a survey, the average person feels they need 60 lazy days per year in order to properly feel rested. I know, wishful thinking, right? The poll of 2,000 Americans found that adults seem to take their do-nothing days very seriously, with about 5 planning of these days in advance and 11% even marking them on their calendar a few weeks ahead of time. On a typical lazy day, the average person spends 2 hours lying in bed or an hour eating, 3 hours binge watching movies and TV, and let's see, an hour reading, 2 hours scrolling, 3 hours are spent doing literally absolutely nothing, 2 hours are spent napping. A full hour is generally devoted to dreading the next day. And let's see, and it may be related to a survey, a poll, Apple Vacations found that 30% of 30% of millennials, better saying, feel that relaxing while on vacation was a waste of time. So there you go. Well, if they just spent 60 days over the last year doing absolutely nothing, then I can see the point. I used to think that it would be nice to have a time to relax one day per week. But then I got the lawn, so there you go. That's some other stuff to think about. So I don't know. How much time do you need to relax? I mean, I look at this whole thing from a weird standpoint. I sometimes feel that, you know, everybody's like, oh, I'm working for the weekend because I need to spend time and do all this other stuff. And don't get me wrong. It's not like I don't enjoy spending time with the people that are my direct family. But sometimes, you know, that whole weekend thing seems to be a lot more work than some of the other work that I get to do. I mean, I'm just saying in general, because you have to keep everybody entertained. And everybody has a different plan on what they want to do. So there's a lot of moving and grooving around. I mean, I'm sure you understand the pain points that I'm talking about here. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about something a little bit more, more happy and joyful, if one may say it that way. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by William. Paulo Coelho said, "Maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. Maybe it's about unbecoming everything that isn't really you, so you can be who you were meant to be in the first place." I love that. Think of yourself as a big block of marble. Sometimes life is the chisel that uncovers who you really are underneath. I've had things chipped away in my life that I thought were needed, but the chipping away really uncovered something else. Sometimes it gives you more time to focus on other things, something you might even like better. Sometimes it gives you a more clear direction of where you need to go. When you have an obstacle pop up, and you will, be ready to chip away something unneeded in your life.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Is there anything worse than being torn between two loyalties? I think not, especially if it means being torn between pleasing God and pleasing those whose opinion we value. The closest thing to that is the medieval practice of quartering. The victim's ankles and wrists were hitched to four horses that galloped off in opposite directions, literally tearing him limb from limb. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else you'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. Lord Jesus, help me to lay down my life in loving service to you and others. In your holy name I pray. Amen." If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From FSN in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world headlines. Israel has ordered tens of thousands of Palestinians to leave shelters in southern Gaza ahead of fresh strikes on areas which Israel says are harboring Hamas fighters. Hamas has said that any return to ceasefire talks should be based on previous plans rather than involving new demands. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his troops have moved into Russian territory to restore justice, and it's designed to put pressure on Moscow's forces.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, here we go. Let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2021, Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, says that he will step down as her conservator after controlling her life and income for the last 13 years. The Free Britney movement is credited to getting the ball rolling on the major win for the pop princess that happened back in 2021. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Kara Devinger turns 32, Tyson Fury turns 36, Casey Affleck 49, Pete Sampras 53, Peter Cross 59, Sir Mix-a-Lot 61, and George Soros turns 94 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you, of course. It's World Elephant Day, Baseball Fans Day, National Gooey Butter Cake Day, National Middle Child Day, International Youth Day, and National Vinyl Record Day. So there you go. Some days to celebrate if you're so encouraged to do that. Anyways, before I forget, let's talk about this. We are literally now less than a month away. Conklin Conference occurring in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th. If you would love to come out, hang out with us as we are talking about the world of human and organizational performance, that's at the Conklin Conference taking place at Santa Fe, New Mexico. You will hang out with the likes of Todd Conklin, Bob Edwards. You'll also be able to hang out with Andrea Baker and Jen Long, just to name a few. I'll be there hosting, doing some stuff as we get to hang out and talk about the world of human and organizational performance in lovely Santa Fe, New Mexico. Would love to see you there. To find out more information, safetyfm.io for some more information about the things that are going on right there. So there you go. Anyways, here in Orlando, yeah, school starts today in Orange County. So a lot of clusters going on this morning in regards to traffic. So keep that in mind if you have a student that you're dropping off, because I'm sure that's going to be some fun times depending on where you're located. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about a random joke for today. If laziness were an Olympic sport, I'd come in fourth so I wouldn't have to walk up to the podium. I'm just saying, just throwing that out there. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's your favorite weekend time waster? I think we kind of discussed some of that, didn't we? And then if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey found that the worst thing a guy can do for his dating profile picture is not to wear a shirt. What came in second? Wearing sunglasses. So there you go. Wearing sunglasses and not having a shirt. So some stuff to think about for sure. Anyway, stop of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and take a listen to what the hell we have going on over there. Would love to see you over there if you want to come and hang out with me. If you don't, that's fine. That's okay. You can hang out on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he will be talking about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does here. So there you go. Some information for you to take a look around and do the things that you want to do. No doubt about that. So thank you so much for hanging out with me on this lovely Monday. No doubt about that. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. In the middle of every difficulty lies an opportunity. Think about that. As when things get difficult, there's always an opportunity that's there for you. Anyways, I know who you are. No, I really do. I really do.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.